Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to look at Psalm 25 today. The sky in the outdoors is doing pretty much what it usually does when I talk to y'all, but for the first time, looking out of my office window, I see a big nest out in a tree across the lane, and that's kind of cool to see. We're looking at 25 today. Let's go ahead and read through it. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee have I trusted. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, none that wait on thee shall be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that deal treacherously without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Guide me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been even of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy loving kindnesses, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he instruct sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth unto such as keep his covenant and testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thou unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my travail, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. This psalm is a good example to bring out the limits of me and my understanding. That is the case with so many psalms, especially, you know, over the years as I've been trying to read them and understand them, and lately a lot of them just click, and I can see a point or even possibly the point that the psalmist is getting at, and this one just has me stumped and wondering, and there's so many neat avenues to go down. And I'm just trying to say that out loud to y'all just to emphasize the fact that, you know, what is it that qualifies somebody to do this job? Well, number one, it's not a job. It's just the work of all of us. And even David in his psalm is talking about searching and trying and trying to be led and instructed by God's word. So this is a psalm that is just putting that into practice for me, where I am trying to understand. Now, right before I started recording the podcast, I looked at one note in one of my, not even a commentary, but some notes on the Psalms, and the opening question that they asked was, what motivates this acrostic? And I just thought, oh, so that's what's going on. It's 22 verses, and there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and so each verse begins with a new letter of the alphabet. In our language, in English, it'd be the first verse would start with A, and the second verse would start with B, and you would go through the alphabet. And so when you translate this over into another language from Hebrew, that alphabetical progression is missed. But that might explain a little bit about the feeling of jumpiness that I was having as I read through it. Even so, I want to pull out some of the repeated concepts that's in this. There is a repeated asking and pleading for mercy and forgiveness, and we see that in verses 7, 11, and 18. When I pulled those three verses out, it struck me that their intensity seems to progress as the psalm progresses itself. So I thought that that was interesting. And there are some repeated words. Ashamed and to be remembered, and then synonyms like teach and guide and instruct in the way and in the paths. Those themes are repeated over and over. Fear is a word that shows up over and over. And so these words are woven in and out, and not only are they showing up at different parts of the psalm, But sometimes words would be repeated in the next verse, sometimes adding onto the original thought or contrasting the original thought. In verses 6 and 7, in 6 he says, remember, and in 7, remember not. In verses 18 and 19, in 18 he says, consider my afflictions, 19, consider mine enemies. In verses 20 and 21, in 20 he says, let me not, and then 21 he says, let. And then something at the beginning of the psalm and at the end of the psalm. In verse 3, they shall be ashamed. And in verse 20, let me not be ashamed. And in 5, on thee do I wait. And in 21, I wait on thee. And so I just think that those sorts of repetitions are powerful and interesting. And they all seem to be in the psalm directing us towards getting God's guidance and mercy. Let's read it again together. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee have I trusted. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, none that wait on thee shall be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that deal treacherously without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Guide me in the truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been even of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy loving kindness, remember thou me. For thy goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he will instruct sinners in the way. The meek will he guide into judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth unto such as keep his covenant and testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it's great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my travail, and forgive all my debts. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. And so in this psalm, there's a few aspects that I think are curious. Number one, it's humbling and reminding me that I need to continue to dig into these psalms. I was talking with somebody and they said, hey, when you're done with all the psalms, keep it going. And I had in my mind, well, I'm going to need to revisit all these psalms because I know I don't have them all in my mind yet. And the other one is this, not just a continued searching for God's guidance and revisiting psalms as one example of that, but that idea in verse 21, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. We rely on God, and we rely on his paths, and therefore, integrity and uprightness that we learn about from God is what can preserve us as we wait on him. So that's what I'm going to take with me today. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.